Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. Blue Jays game away from winning it all. Welcome in on this Thursday morning, Thursday night football. We'll get to that coming up in 20 minutes. The return of Lamar Jackson. He was removed from the injury report. Our final look at Survivor. We'll check in with Evan Silva on the NFL and Brett McMurphy on college football. We'll talk about our college football plays, 10 toes down. A lot happening over the next 3 hours here on Bet Sweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You wake up this morning, a game that was dominated by the Blue Jays. The Dodgers never seemingly in that one. Not the pitcher that you expected to have the dominant performance. And now it's minus 250. The Jays are minus 250 favorites for the first time this series. For the first time this series, Ohtani is no longer the favorite to be the MVP. A couple games ago, he was sitting minus $5, you know, minus 600. And now it is Vlad Jr. as your favorite. 6-1, Toronto, your winner last night.
And if you made any bets on the Blue Jays, whether they be before the series or before the postseason, this is what you're all about, being in a spot like this. I now holding a ticket, and granted, I don't even have a big price or a big ticket, but we had a listener message us before the series that said he bet Toronto at 55-1 back in the summer. And I don't believe he hedged to this point. Now, he's got until tomorrow night to figure this out. Halloween night, 8 o'clock first pitch on the East Coast. He's got the ability now, and I have the ability now, to take a piece of the Dodgers to win the series. Best price I can find is plus $2.
Yep.
You got to entertain that option. I'm not saying it's something that has to happen, but it at least has to be considered if you have any skin on the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm going into game six thinking the Dodgers are winning it. And maybe that's the wrong thing to do. But with the pitching matchup, what we saw to Yamamoto in game number two, it would be difficult to repeat that sort of performance. I think that needs to come into play. But hey, you know what? I've gone into most of these games thinking that the Dodgers were going to win. You have these three games in LA, all of them, it was the Dodgers minus 200. And what happens? The Blue Jays control that portion of the series. So here we sit, 3-2. The Dodgers can definitely go on the road and win both of these games, especially if they end up taking game number six with Yamamoto, and then everything's up in the air. Yeah, $2. Yeah, you probably need to entertain it. I don't know what else you could. That's really all that you can do on this one. The Dodgers are a slight-ish favorite for game number six. We can talk about entertaining the Dodgers in that fashion as well. But last night, you turn it on, felt like it was over before the Dodgers hit. You go back-to-back solo shots. I'm thinking, how long is Snell for this game? Roberts did the right thing, stuck with Snell. He did his job, but this Dodgers lineup is not doing theirs. It's really not a different conversation than where we were 24 hours ago. Are the Dodgers going to hit? Okay, they're going to make some changes probably, and they did. They made the changes that we expected. Let's sit down, Páez, and let's throw a call out there. But the big boppers need to hit. They move Betts down to the third spot. Betts is still not hitting. Ohtani has these monster games, but as far as coming through every single day, it's not happening. I know it's not in vogue to say anything negative about Ohtani. It's not trashing him. It's just stating the facts. They are really struggling offensively. And the Blue Jays have different guys stepping up once again without Springer. And that's why Schneider's in that leadoff spot and he goes yard. Unbelievable. How about Varsho and his big triple, which I don't know that I would have ruled it a triple based on the defense that was played and the decisions in right field by Teoscar. But that's what ends up happening. They have these, I don't want to say completely no-name guys, but a lot of guys your average baseball fans don't know coming through out of nowhere. And last night was all about the starting pitcher that did that.
You're not going to win many games in baseball when you score one run and your offense puts together four hits. That's the name of the game. You got to churn butter, and they did not last night. And I brought this up before the game yesterday. We were on the air as we always are, 9 to noon Eastern. And I said, Joe, Yamamoto went from 30-1 to 20-1 to win the MVP of the World Series and didn't throw a pitch. Did you see his price this morning? 10-1, 12-1. I mean, he hasn't even thrown a pitch. And that's the narrative that is now being bet. Well, he's going to come out in game number 6 and shove and go 8 innings and give up 2 runs. And then I'm not saying he's going to be the favorite, but he's going to save their season. That is how it's being bet. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but when a guy goes from 30-1 to 20-1 to 10-1 without throwing a pitch, that's what's happening. So BetMGM actually has the market off the board. I'm looking right now. They don't even have the World Series market up. I had to go over to DraftKings.
I saw it earlier.
Oh, you did? I don't see it. Is that because I'm in New York? That's so dumb. If you can't bet World Series.
It's an award. Yeah, you can't bet it in New York.
But I can see it at the Green Book. I can't see it at BetMGM. Mm. That's strange. What do they have at BetMGM? Who's the favorite? Vladdy at what?
Yeah, I'm pulling it back up, but they had Vladdy minus 200 earlier.
Okay. Yeah, so Green Book's got Vladdy minus 205, Ohtani 230, Yamamoto 12-1, Kirk 25.
Okay, so the Yamamoto idea, and this is something that we've been asked about a few times this week. I can't even say I understand it. Like, the idea is, right, he saves their season in game number 6. So for Yamamoto to win this, obviously we're talking about a Dodgers World Series. Let's say he saves the season in game number 6. They score runs in that game. How do they score runs? And then you have a game 7 that he does not pitch in, most likely. Okay. How is he winning the MVP? He'd have to have like another shutout, right? Like, that's how I look. I don't even think it can. I honestly don't think it can happen. He's the third favorite overall. And maybe I'm the dummy in the room. I'm not interested. For me to bet on a pitcher, they've got to appear 3 times, right? And they've got to have light. It's like the Madison Bumgarner situation. And it feels like people are trying to push that narrative with Yamamoto. Maybe because they don't have another Dodger to take a look at, because they don't have someone else that's really hitting outside of Ohtani. But I'm not getting behind that at all. Even if it was 30, I don't even think I would bet it, Sam. Look, if the Dodgers are going to win the series, you've got 2 wins on the road. There's going to be a hero on offense. Who's the hero that shows up either it's the hero in game 7 or they come through in a big way in both games? There's a very good, I think there's a decent chance. I know it'd be tough to beat Ohtani, but I think there's a decent chance if you have one player that comes through in big spots in game 6 and game 7, they could be the MVP, where it's somebody way down the board.
I see Freddie 75, 80-1, 100-1.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather bet that than Yamamoto. I'm not, hand up, I'm 100%. Not betting Yamamoto. I'm just tracking how he's been bet without throwing a pitch in the last 3 days, from 30 to 20 to 10. It's very interesting to me. If you're holding Blue Jays, I think the easy hedge, if you're going to do it, is bet it right now. Dodgers to win the World Series at plus 200. That's what I would do.
It's going to be hard to beat Ohtani. He's got two more homers than any of his teammates right now. But if you have someone that comes through in both games, like I was just suggesting, what if Mookie Betts wakes up? He's 150. What about Will Smith at 150? Kike hits a homer last night. He's 150 or 200, somewhere in that range. I agree. I would go down the board, take some Gurch dart throws, and go that route, rather than go with Yamamoto at 13 and just hope one of them has a crazy finish in these last couple games. I don't see how you pick one guy who would be the reason you win game number six, and then the voters are going to ignore in the heat of the moment. Oh, Dodgers come back, win the World Series on the road. They had to win in game six. They had to win in game seven. They're sitting there and like, in the end of game seven, that, oh, let's vote the guy that won game six. I just don't see how that computes with those humans in that moment. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the idiot. Maybe I'm the room. But I don't think I would do that.
Speaking of compute, I'm so glad you used that word as a transitioner, because I heard this story last night from my buddy, and I said immediately, I need to talk about this with Joe and see what he thinks. So he's in a progressive college football ATS pool, where you pick every top 25 game. When I say progressive,
oh my God,
a win in week one is worth a point. A win in week two is worth two. A win in week three is worth three, and so on. Okay. However, your best bet is worth 50 every week, and your second best bet is worth 25. Hopefully you're all still with me. You got to pick every top 25 game, best pick 50, second pick 25, and then every other pick is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down the road. He's in first place of this pool. Mm-hmm. And he spilled the beans last night. He has been using ChatGPT to pick the games.
Oh, we mentioned that as a joke early in the season. Yeah.
He's in first place. And every week he asks ChatGPT for the best five college football bets. And it spits out a ranked list. And I wanted to read you this week's number one pick. Number one, Ohio State, -20.5 versus Penn State. Confidence, 92%. Why? Here's the why. This is so funny. Ohio State has been steamrolling opponents all season. A lead on both ends, often winning by 25-plus points against unranked or mid-tier teams. Penn State, while solid, doesn't have the depth or defense to hang for 40 minutes. The games aren't 40 minutes. The games are 60 minutes.
Oh, my God.
ChatGPT doesn't even know how long the games are, and it still has propelled my buddy to the top of his pool.
ChatGPT is wrong a lot. I'll sometimes just look up stuff and I'm like, that's wrong. Especially like historic sporting events, like that didn't happen. I live that. That's wrong too. That's wrong. They get stuff wrong all the time, dude. They don't even know how long the game is. That's hilarious. Not college basketball.
And it doesn't matter because he's still in first place.
Is it all favorites?
It's all favorites. Yep. It's favorites every week, he says. The top five plays are always favorites.
Damn. Is he sticking with it? He has to stick with it.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
He's like, why would I change now?
It'd be dumb. Man, that's insane. I can't believe that.
I could not believe it. He sent me the screenshot. I have the screenshot right here. And I just couldn't. So I know you can't read this if you're watching, but that's the ChatGPT screenshot right there. See the 40 minutes part right there? Yeah, 40 minutes. That's how he's in first place in his pool, because his ChatGPT robot believes the games are 40 minutes and picks every favorite.
All right. What is the best bet in the NFL?
Ask for Survivor.
Nine.
Do Survivor.
Okay, that's coming up next. Hang on. He's searching. I use regular ChatGPT. I assume it's the same because there's so many versions now. All right, top picks.
These days.
Top picks. We've got two favorites and a total. A total is in there. All right, the total is Packers, Panthers under. Our sides, Rams was the last one of the three picks mentioned. Rams minus 13.5. This is one of the largest spreads of the week. Thanks. Experts argue the Saints are trending downward. They had to go to the experts. Number one pick, I disagree with. Seahawks minus 3.5. Wyatt looks good. The road to 272 bets model highlights Seattle as its best bet of the week, noting they're unappreciated by the market. Do you know who runs the road to 272 model?
No.
Ian McMillan. That's where they pulled this from. Oh, and I saw a video from our buddy Ian. I wish he worked at a different hour so we could have him back on the show during the season. Oh, his big his best bet. What do you think it was?
Falcons
against the Patriots. Yes. He's on board. He's on board, but he's probably on board every week.
Ask ChatGPT if they can do our show for the next 59 days.
Yeah, that's what I would like to know.
3 hours.
All right, best survivor pick week 9. Let's see if we can get this before we hit the break in 17 seconds. Oh, thanks. Top picks. Rams, Packers, Chargers. Oh, the best one is the Rams, though. All right. I'll tell you why you might not want to go Rams later on this hour. Up next, Thursday Night Football. The return of Lamar Jackson. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get some survivor angles coming up in about 20 minutes. 20 minutes from right now. This is BetSwitz, Joe O, Sammy P. And let's take a look at what is happening as far as Thursday night football. These games have been very, very wacky as far as the results. Some surprising results. And it's another one of these weeks where we have a larger point spread. I don't think people are having the guts to go with the visiting Ravens this week as far as Survivor goes. More than a touchdown favorite. That's what it is. Minus 7.5 total, 51.5, a higher total. I can't even say the highest because there's so many games this week where it's just wild how high the number is. So a lot of these matchups set up for some scoring this weekend. Ravens, Lamar is back. They get their win. They come off the bye. They get off the schneid, get their win against the Bears, and a lot of people talking about something that we've been talking about for a number of weeks. What about the Ravens playoffs? What about the Ravens in the division? AFC North, everybody loses but the Ravens. They win with their backup quarterback against the Bears, and now all is right with the world with the 2-5 Ravens, apparently. People are jumping on that bandwagon. The Dolphins did look good last week, but that was a one-week thing on the road at the Atlanta Falcons. Does it continue? Don't know. Sam, where are you at in this game?
I did laugh. You brought up Atlanta. There was a report yesterday. I can't remember if it was Florio or Rappaport or Schefter talking about Kirk Cousins just wants a chance to play. No. And somebody quote tweeted it and wrote, "Bro, you just had your audition and it did not go well." Of course you ought to play, but you just played and you were awful against these Dolphins. So it might be over. You may just be a clipboard Jesus the rest of your career. like Charlie Whitehorse used to be. I mean, I like Baltimore for sure. I don't know that I'm in love with laying 7.5 on the road Thursday night. I think it looks easy to take the points, though, with the Dolphins off of what they just did. I'm more inclined to think the Dolphins can't do it in back-to-back games. And I also know Miami's really bad against the run. So if the Ravens get Derrick Henry going and can iron out some of the quarterback runs with Lamar, you would think Baltimore, assuming they protect the ball, is going to have a chance to score a bunch of points here. My question is, what can the defense do against this Dolphins offense? The total, to your point, has been very popular on the overside. This thing opened at like 49 in Vegas, and now we're 51.5 at BetMGM. Understand it. I lean to Baltimore. I don't know how many bets I'm going to make in this game. Maybe a prop or two. Don't really feel like I'm going to get involved with the side. I would have laid 7, but the 7s are gone. Now it's 7.5, and I don't know. I feel like I missed the best of it, and I don't want to get invested in Baltimore more than 7.
I don't love this game, man. I got to be honest with you. What are we getting out of Lamar? It's a short week, and just a matter of days ago, they didn't want to put him on the field in a must-win spot. Was that about the confidence they had going up against the Bears? What was it? I mean, the Bears are better than Miami. Just kind of remove what you saw this past Sunday with Miami. By and large, the Bears are a better team. That was a more challenging spot, even though they were at home. And then a few days later, now Lamar's ready. So they trusted Huntley that much, and there were games played and all that. We understand. But vibes-wise, they've got to be suddenly high, as high as they can be for a 2-5 team. The Ravens have not won on the road. Maybe this was always a spot they were preparing for. Okay, if we win against the Bears, then our season has life. Oh, look what happened. The rest of the division lost. Now let's go all in. So I wonder how ready is Lamar. Like, if he couldn't play a few days ago, really, he's that much better right now? I think that's a big question. And in that Dolphins game, let's look at this team with the season, not so much with that game. That was a game where everything went right. They got ahead early, and they never looked back. You had some terrible turnovers in the Falcons, including a Bijan turnover, and they were driving deep. They were into the red zone. On 3rd and 4th down, the Dolphins go 7-for-15. Tua sprinkled it everywhere. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Every one of those 4 touchdowns went to a different receiver. And you point out the over, the action that's coming in. I think no matter what the number was, it was probably going to come in on that side, because you have a Ravens team that's 6-1 to the over, partly because their defense can't stop anybody, and the Dolphins 6-1-1 to the over. So, yeah, I don't know that the scoring is going to be that high. We cannot trust this Dolphins defense. You mentioned the run. They're bad against the pass, too. They give up the highest completion percentage to opposing quarterbacks in the NFL. Ridiculously high. I'm sure they're going to try and get Lamar as many layups as he works his way back from injury as possible, and the Dolphins will give those up. What about this Ravens defense? That's what I view as a conundrum here. Like, what do we expect? They've been injured. They have some awful numbers. EPA per play, their 3rd worst. Success rate, their 3rd worst. Their bottom 5 EPA per pass. Their bottom 4 EPA per rush. They don't get to the opposing quarterback. Like, they do nothing well. Just because they got Caleb to throw an interception late in that game, just because they held Caleb to no passing touchdowns, does not mean they're a very good defense. And they're suddenly back to last year. So if we're going to take the Dolphins and say, let's look at the big picture, we do have to do the same thing with the Ravens. And defensively, it's been embarrassing for them.
It has. That said, I still think the Ravens are going to win. And yeah, I'm still clickety-clacking on Ravens division and Chiefs division. +220. Who loses that one? You like the Chiefs. You asked yesterday, why are we not betting Chiefs to win the West? Or maybe you asked it on Tuesday. So yep, Chiefs to win the West, Ravens to win the North, +220. If you want to add a team like, I don't know, the Rams, that becomes 521. Let's unclick the Rams and add the Lions at +120. That explodes to 6-1. a Lions, Ravens, Chiefs divisional parlay. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking lay 7, 7.5 on the game. I'm thinking just jam Ravens into parlays.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I don't know if there's a third one that really stands out to me that I would jump in on. If I did NFC North, I agree with that idea. I would go Lions. what about the Bills?
I have enough Bills. I don't think I need
I know, but
Bills
I'm just curious
AFCs.
What the number is. Where's the number? Sure. It's as short as it's so been all year.
Uncheck Lions, Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills, all to win their divisions, plus 445.
Oof. How much do you...
With Dodgers World Series?
Oh, my God. Well, that's
add a little Dodgers World Series?
With the week that, with the 2 weeks that we've had, that's dead, too. I mean, the Blue Jays are a lot.
15-1. Dodgers, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. 15-1.
Imagine putting together these four-leg parlays, three four-leg parlays, starting with the Dodgers, and that's your loser. That's how it ends.
Oh,
God.
Tough.
It might. But you'd be in a good spot. You'd be happy. You just have that straight, right, Jace? Nothing else
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, 7-1 straight. Yeah, that's
You're
it.
Not like Jake. With golf and all
no,
that
I
stuff.
No, I didn't Scheffler it. No. Or IO six man.
Okay. Coward.
IO six man.
Coward. How'd IO Jake, do last night, Jake?
Jake, do you bet it? IO?
Yeah, I mean, listen, why not? I've done stupid things.
We are
things.
Listening. I assure you we're listening.
Bulls won and covered again. Sup, Gertz?
They did?
Yes. Of course they did. The Bulls are 4-0. Gertz, every under possible on the Bulls, and the Bulls are off to a 4-0 start. Can't see what, I can't wait till we get what he's got cooked up in the lab and 10 toes down. I don't know what
I
I'm doing.
Chicago fire. I need a I Chicago know. Fire thought.
I could
sure.
go a number of ways 10 toes down. I hope the bosses aren't listening. They probably are.
They are.
At least you're that.
They definitely
especially
are.
Especially for that segment today. We'll see if I can land on something there. We'll get that figured out. All right. I don't like this game. I'm with you. I think they win first leg of a teaser. I don't think that's an awful idea. There are a few teaser options, not as many as last week. I agree, though. Ravens are probably going to win. I don't know what you do. Are they going to lean more? It sounded like you were thinking they were going to lean more on Henry Lamar's first game back. That would make a lot of sense. If Lamar doesn't run much, you don't want to re-aggravate that hamstring in the first game back, especially when you have extra rest after this game. So Henry rushes a lot of them, high volume. He was 20-plus last week, would make a lot of sense. But outside of a Ravens win, Henry rush attempts. Henry, what is longest rush? Where are we there?
I'm going to guess it's probably 18.5 or something like that. No? That's
he'll
my guess.
I'll probably get it. It's 19.5. Man.
Pretty decent guess. No, I'm fascinated by how the room is going to handicap the Ravens offense, specifically how the room is going to bet Lamar. If they start firing Lamar unders, I'm going to have to get in my lab and start cooking. I mean, imagine if a number one bet is Lamar under on rushing yards or Lamar under on passing yards. How much will that flip your narrative?
Derrick Henry, longest rush. I'm going to start with the most recent game. His longest rush against the Bears was 10 yards. Rams, 12. Texans, 7. Chiefs, 14. There's also an 8 against Cleveland. So if we go some of these prop people that are out there today, will they dare say under? Because they were cashing on the Henry over longest rush. But the under is hit in 5 of the last 6 games, 4 straight. It's a tough match.
I think I just got kicked out. My leg is so hard right now. It is so okay. bad. I'll be right back. Okay.
I hear rain. Don't worry about it. It's all good. All right. So that's our cap on Thursday Night Football. We'll get back to it later on. We'll find out where the room is at. Very curious. But a few options. We obviously agree that the Ravens are going to win. If you want to throw them in teasers, money line parlay, whatever. As far as that goes, that makes sense. Maybe some Henry number of rushes. Don't know about longest rush, even though I could see him getting there. But the thing is, you're not getting any value on that number of 19.5. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. A lot of NFL news yesterday. And you could tie this into the Lamar situation because normally on Wednesdays, we don't go too far with the injury report stuff. But what we are seeing on Wednesday, on Thursday, I'm sure we'll get more of this today, is that these quarterbacks that were hurt last week, almost all of them are coming back. Almost all coming back. Jaden Daniels for Washington, expected to get a full week of practice in. Atlanta saying positive things about Penix returning, of course, because they don't want to go back to Cousins. You've got McCarthy. It sounds like he's going to get a full week of practice in. He's got to because Wentz is not going to be out there. Carolina saying Bryce Young expected to get a full week of practice in. Now, there are a couple situations with Cincinnati with Flacco. He did not practice on Wednesday, and Purdy was limited on Wednesday. But, Sam, a lot of these quarterbacks that were out last week that had a backup struggle, teams like, all right, we need you this week. You got to be good to go right now. It sounds like many of them are going to be returning.
Just like J.J. McCarthy, ready to go. Yep. Paternity leave, finito. I think I'm going to end up on the Vikings. At least in the pick fives that we do, whew, I'm going to have Minnesota in those. I don't know that I'm going to make it a lightning bet or a best bet or whatever. But in those contests where we have to get the five ATS picks, I will definitely have Minnesota. I chose the purple shirt today because I'm feeling Minnesota. That's where we're at.
Purple underwear?
No. That's a good story, though. We should tell that story one day. It's a great story.
Anytime you bet Northwestern. Okay. Are you waiting? You seeing where this goes? The sharper books are at 9.5 on this number.
There's no real reason to rush. I don't think there's going to be a big appetite to take the dog. There's a chance you get 10 on this game.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right about that one. Okay. As far as other injury news, I mentioned Purdy was limited. Puka was limited. So maybe he makes his return. That's a good sign for the Rams that you had Puka limited. I don't know why you would force him back this week. That doesn't make a lot of sense given the opponent. You're a 2-touchdown favorite. Don't quite understand that one. As far as some of the other stuff, Ridley not practicing for Tennessee. I got a number of guys that are out. I might just lay it against the Titans. I mean, they're a dead-ass team anyways, and their best players are all out. It looks like Simmons, he might be out until he gets traded. So they're missing guys in the secondary. It's just such a disaster there. I might lay the 2 touchdowns, man.
Well, ChatGPT likes the Chargers, remember.
What was their number one pick?
I didn't ask NFL. I just got the college. Oh, okay.
I did. I already forgot. Oh, yeah. Because of the road to 272. Rams. Because of Ian McMillan, they like the Seahawks, too. The Seahawks -3.5
Seahawks
at Washington. Yes. Survivor plays next. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They already burned the Survivor Open? They took it all down? Damn.
Gone.
That sucks.
Gone.
No, not going to play it. Yes. Jake says he's dumb. All right. I understand.
So, it's fine.
Do it or no? Guess not.
Dun,
play
dun,
it.
Dun, dun.
Play it. Play it.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's another week of trying to stay alive in our survivor pools.
Survivor, man, that's like the beer bong of the contest.
Give me that thing. I'll do one. I'll do one.
We got knocked out of Survivor in week one.
I think it's in my rules of Survivor. I think no Jaguars.
Every week, you can be done.
Survive and advance with us right now on Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM.
Yep, Survivor. We're still here, I think, some of us. Well, guess what? The beauty of Survivor, you can still sign up for contests this week, like in my pools over at splashsports.com. Check it out. I got two of them up there. Let's go. Let's jump on in. It's going to be more challenging, I think. Well, maybe not more challenging because you haven't used any teams up yet, but go check that out. You can find the link on my Twitter account, at Joe Ostrowski. All right. If you're jumping in one of those Reviver pools this week, it feels a little easy. If you're still alive, it feels easy because the chances are that one of the three teams at the top you have not used. And if you did use all of them, guess what? You still have a point spread that's knocking on 9.5. We were just saying last segment, Detroit might get to double digits if you want to go down that road. So this week feels like it's going to be easy. I highly doubt that all four of those teams lose outright at the top, but next week is going to be very challenging. All right, let's go to the numbers according to BetMGM. Rams, a 14-point favorite against Tyler Shuck in New Orleans. In his, I don't want to say season debut, but as far as a starter it is. Packers, minus 13.5 against Carolina. Sounds like Bryce Young is going to be back. Chargers, minus 9.5. At Tennessee, dumpster fire. Lions, let's call it minus 8.5 against their division opponent, Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy make his return. And then the fifth highest point spread is Baltimore tonight, minus 7.5 at Miami. We threw out the idea, Sam, early in the week about maybe this is a spot. I feel like we'll keep doing that with New England. Maybe this is a spot where they end up losing. They are taking on the Atlanta Falcons. The thing is, with the way this week sets up, even if you get that sort of surprise and the Falcons bounce back, end up winning, Patriots finally lose, nobody's going to be on them. Maybe 1% of all pools are going to be on New England due to all of the options that they have. Would you be looking at top of the board? Would you be looking at those point spreads that are higher than the Detroit number in Rams, Packers, Chargers, if alive?
Sure. I think the first look for me would be to go against Tennessee. It's just a sorry-ass team and an even sorrier organization. Launch the coach already, so you've got the interim vibes, you've got the effort vibes that are very low, and you just don't have a good offense with a quarterback who's clearly behind the eight ball, a defense that's missing players on the line. If you don't overthink it, it's probably Chargers. That said, the caveat is, I suck at Survivor. Yes. So take all this with a grain of salt. I can just picture Paul right now writing no Chargers on a piece of paper because I'm sitting here pontificating about how the Chargers are the play if you don't overthink it. I went back and I looked the other day. I never have made it to October in Survivor. I barely get through September. Yeah, man. Like, let alone get through October. So you ask, if you're alive, have never once been alive through October.
If you're looking at the top three, and most people will, and you certainly understand why, if you're trying to figure out, okay, which team do I go with? Which team's going to be the chalk team? Which one? If you want to avoid the chalkiest of those three chalk teams, according to the projections, you should avoid the Rams. I'm not saying they're going to lose, not by any means. They should win, and I think they'll win comfortably. But according to all the projections out there, they're saying it's going to be a heavy week for the Rams, that of the three, that's going to be the really popular one. Survivor Atlas, expects the Rams in the Circa, which is a little different than most pools, but in Circa, they're expecting Rams 36%. Pool Genius, who I think does a great job with this stuff. And they don't just focus on Circa, they focus on all survivor pools. Sam, Pool Genius says Rams are going to be at 47%. That's wild. That makes me want to run from the Rams. Like, yeah, they'll probably win, but I can pray that they end up losing. Most people are on them, like half of these pools, and then my path is different than other people. I can use the Rams in week 13 at Carolina when all these other people can't.
In your two new pools, are these both single pick weeks, or do you have any of them picking two?
They're single for this week.
Okay. And then you ramp up the double picks next week?
Not in the rich people one. But yes, okay. in the smaller one, the $50 one. For sure. They ramp up the double picks later on.
So that's going to get so hectic so fast when you start getting into the double picks. Yeah.
Even though everybody's available?
Yes.
Good.
I think that's going to be chaotic, which is good. I mean, that's what you want. You don't want everybody to win like Kelly's college football survivor last year where 9,500 people won.
I know.
You
got your money back.
To be knocked out.
You got your money back.
Yeah. I want to say the entry was 100 and I got back $130. So I won $30.
Dude, all that wasted time every week.
A waste.
For $30. Outrageous. Remember in her playoff pool where everybody got their money back? Everybody just got refunded because everybody got knocked out. You had to pick three teams, and there were four games in that first week, and all the favorites won. And so it's just like...
The first contest was too hard or too easy, and then she made the second contest way too hard.
Yeah, and then the second round, you had to pick three teams, I think, and then you've already used three of the four teams that are facing off or whatever. It was just crazy.
It was a disaster, for sure. Disaster.
Have you done the touchdown survivor yet? She's waiting.
No, have not. Nope. I did, by the way, though. Hold on. Speaking of Kelly, I did a pre-interview with Gracie the Witch yesterday.
A pre-interview? What does that mean?
She wanted my date of birth and time of birth, and she was going to enter it into her astrological chart. So whenever we would like Gracie to come on the show and predict the future, we're ready to go. It's in the chamber.
Okay, so if I want to be part of this, I need to submit my – I don't know my time. I'd have to – I know it's 10-something a.m.
You don't know what time you were born? Okay, that's close enough.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I want to double-check that. Paul, are you interested in being part of this, or are you concerned like I am a little bit?
Paul, I mean – yes to look all questions. Yes to all of the above. I'm in, but I don't really want to find out that 2026 is going to be a terrible year. But, you know.
Well, 2025 was. So are we going to go back to back?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm in. I've passed, not that I'm really into this or anything because I've never done it, but like I've passed like palm reader shops and I'm like, you know, that'd be kind of interesting. Don't know that I want to know, though. And that's kind of where I'm at with this.
I don't remember how old I was. It was a long time ago. I went to a palm reader once, and she just kept saying, "You're blocking me. You won't let me in." I said, "I know."
And I don't want you in.
It's on your palm. Like, you're not blocking anything. You're not supposed to. Yeah. She was a quack.
Joe had a glove on that. Like Michael Jackson. Joe's just got this glove on.
OJ.
Oh, wow.
Choose your glove.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
Oh, man.
So,
Paul asked, are we dying?
We are ready.
I would like that right now. Don't do the show. So it's going to happen sometime soon. Paul, do you know your time of birth?
Absolutely not.
See, but, he has no idea.
Yeah.
That's wild. I know what time I was born, 12:31 a.m., which makes a lot of sense if you really think about it.
That makes a ton of sense.
I feel like I was early morning. I'll confirm this weekend.
Yeah. Everybody bust out your birth certificate in 3, 2, 1.
We need Jake's. We need Jake's 100%.
Oh, Jake was probably born at like 3 in the morning, upside down.
You think?
Yeah.
I think it was like 4 something a.m.
Yeah, for sure. With a Miller High Life in hand.
I don't even know my kids' birth times, I'll be honest with you. Right now, I don't know the time. It's all a blur when you're in the hospital. Like the whole, you don't sleep for days. I'd have to look that up.
Hospitals are basically casinos, right? It's always the same time of day.
Oh.
And there's a lot of
the bright lights. Like, can we just shut the light off for like a minute?
Yeah.
Let's stop.
I feel like you're one of two people. You either know what time you were born or you've memorized your credit card number. I do not know my credit card number top of my head. I bet you guys do.
Oh, I could tell you my credit card number.
Oh, the whole thing?
I knew it.
All sticks.
The whole thing's right up here. Yeah.
No way.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I've entered it 300 times and I have no idea what it is. But I know what time I was born.
Jake, do you know either? So do you know the credit card?
Hell no. I only know general time of birth because a woman asked me like a year ago.
I thought he was going to say, I don't have a credit card.
I just tap everything.
All my money is in a paper bag under my bed.
Yes. Sammy P, BetSwitch, we continue. Evan Silva on the NFL next. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.